About 6 years ago, Jonathan Shillings was in jail, waiting for trial. He was looking at up to 30 years of prison time if he got convicted. And he called home.
My daughter's mom, she wouldn't let me talk to my daughter. She said, because your daughter is young enough to forget you. And I'd rather her grow up not knowing you than grow up knowing that you're in prison. Like, just something about that, man, just really destroyed me because I grew up without a father.
At that point, Jonathan had already been to prison twice. He says he was violent and dealt drugs. And at the time of that phone call, he was facing charges for his involvement in a homicide. Jonathan pled guilty to helping transport and dump the victim's body, and he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. During those 5 years, Jonathan says something in him changed. This time, he had a little daughter to think about. Her name is Victoria. So in prison, he decided to really change things. He worked on his anger issues, he enrolled in an entrepreneurship program, and he kept in touch with his daughter. There are a lot of people who go to prison who want to do what Jonathan did, change their lives, leave prison, and never go back. Macario Gonzalez Jr. is one of them. And we connected him with Jonathan as part of our series, Been There, where we bring together two people on either side of a shared experience.
This is my first time ever going to go do time at a correctional facility, so my daughters, one's a two-year-old and one's a one-year-old, so I just got to get out to them and take care of them.
Well, first off, man, I'm telling you, I feel for you, especially with the two daughters. And there's no other pain than staying up late at night wondering what's going on with your kids or having the fear of saying, man, what if my kids don't know me when I come home?
Macario was sentenced to 7 years for drug charges and an assault on a police officer during an arrest. We reached him at Bee County Jail in Texas, where he was waiting before being sent to a state prison. And the two started at the beginning. Jonathan told Macario what to expect on his first day.
As soon as you get there, they're going to strip you down butt naked. And so you're going to be in a big, massive room, probably a warehouse-type gym, concrete, with a whole bunch of little individual cages. And then they're going to start pushing you in there 10, 15 at a time. Mm-hmm. And slowly they're going to start calling your name. Everybody go take a shower. And the first thing they're going to do is give you a razor. And they're going to put you into a barber chair. It's kind of like an assembly line. And they shave your whole head. And you know what's crazy? Probably about 85% of the time, they miss patches and spots. And then after that, they push you down even further down the assembly line. And there's going to be a guard there. And he's going to go through all your property. And it's crazy. These are your only belongings that you have, pictures and letters, your Bible. You'll see how these officers just kind of just pick it up and toss it and say, you have too many pictures, throw this over here into the trash. And there is nothing that you can do about it. Listen, man, this is the officer's world. Man,
we're just living in it.
Yeah, exactly. Man, we're just passing through. Man, 10 years from now, they're still going to be there. And that's what helped me get through it, because I said, man, this is just temporary for me.
Yeah, well, like me, I just, like, I know the gangster life or whatever, that's not me. Like, I'm like the hardworking type person, and having that mindset of outside the gates, like being a hardworking man, because most of the guys in here, they feel like they got to be like the hardest dude in here. Like, I don't care about being the hardest dude or none of that stuff.
I want to tell you something, man, and this is my honest opinion. Regardless of what people might say, everybody is nervous, because you know what? Nobody wants to be in prison. Everybody wants to go home. Everybody wants to be with their family, despite what they might show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can kind of tell the difference between a person who's lived a life of crime and is in prison than somebody who's just like, man, I messed up this one time and this will never happen again. Prison has, they're real keen on picking up on stuff like that.
Like if they feel that, like if I'm just a person that's just going to go in there and change my life and come out, then they're going to try to like mess whatever I have going on, so they're going to try to mess it up or something. Is that what you're saying?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, man, if you go in there, you prove as an authentic person, like, man, I'm just a man that made a mistake and I'm changing my life. Prison is so sensitive to, like, feelings and auras. Like, they can pick up on that. Like, this is a really genuine person. And so we're not going to push these prison ways on him. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, sir. And, how would I make sure that I don't become a target? Like,
well, let me tell you the people who usually become targets. Let me tell you those, because there's predators in prison. There's people who pass their time by preying on people. The ones they mostly prey on are ones who are, first off, really, really friendly. Sharing all your commissary. You met somebody at the domino table and you're like, hey, do you want some coffee? And, you know, that's a normal thing. Like, you know, you're having a casual conversation. You want to offer somebody something. But certain people, certain individuals will
take that as weakness or something.
Exactly, man. And so just be aware of your surroundings. When you're in prison, you feel the energies, you feel the auras. I mean, you're in county now, so you know, like, man, if there's a fight fixing to go down, right?
Yeah, you can feel it when something's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
And there's a Bible verse, man, that really helped me out. It's James chapter 1, verse 19. It said, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
Everybody always says that. There's a lot of guys in here that say that. They say, be quick to listen and slow to speak.
Exactly. And those things alone, man, really just proved as good principles throughout my walk in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Like, I just feel like my daughter's one's a two-year-old and one's a one-year-old. So how do you be a good father from prison?
Oh, man. The first thing, man, I would tell you is pray for your kids every day. Just develop a very sacred and special place in your mind and your heart for your kids. Like, my daughter was 3 or 4, and I would envision her going to college. And I would envision her, like, what college she's going to. So basically, I had this impression in my mind of my daughter as a young professional. And then I would work on me. One of my mentors told me, man, I used to walk everywhere as if my daughter was right next to me. And I said, man, you know, that's a really profound saying. And so I would started acting as if my daughter was next to me. So what that means, I wouldn't cuss anymore. I wouldn't tell, like, crude, like, perverted jokes or even watch, like, crazy stuff on TV because I wanted to start representing myself as the father that my daughter deserves.
Yeah, because I feel like whenever I see stuff like that, I feel like those are distractions from, like, trying to make you do right or or being a good example, like, towards your kids and stuff like that.
Right.
My whole way of thinking right now is way different from the way I used to think.
That's good, bro. And one thing I'll tell you, bro, is write her. Commit to once every other week or the last Friday of the month. But, man, I used to write my daughter. Every 6 letters I sent, I might get a letter back. But, man, when I came home, my daughter had everything I ever told her memorized, embedded in her brain. And she would say, Daddy, you remember that time you wrote me and told me blah, 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 blah? And it would just fill me up with joy because that whole time I was crying because I wanted to hear back from her. And she was thinking about me. She was thinking about me because of what I sent her. And be confident that your mistake was just a mistake, right? And it's not going to define you. And that there's life for you and your children past this point.
That was Jonathan Schillings, who has been out of prison for 7 months, and Macario Gonzalez Jr., who last week entered prison on a 7-year sentence with a chance of parole.